Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mori Nimi Marasi Sheyichyu, Ulei Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Rib Shmuel, the Gemara and Maseches Sanhedrin, Antaf Memches Amid Bey says, Sanya Tzipan Zav, if he made tefillin and he covered them with gold, or Shetal Aleim, or Shel Behema. Or he draped on the tefillin from the skin of a behema tmeya, psulos. However, or behema tahora, Sheros, alpha pishalotan lishma. But if he draped over them the skin of a behemotar, of a pure animal, it's kosher, even though he wasn't ma'abed the tefillin, the leather, lishman. In other words, he didn't prepare the leather, l'shem tefillin. And this ibud is called hazmana, and since hazmana lav milsa, since hazmana preparation is not significant if you prepare the lishma, like Rabbah holds in the Gemara over there, the hazmana doesn't have to be the shem tefillin. Rishim Gamliel Omer, afor behema tahora psulos, so that she have the lishma. No, even if it's or behema tahora, even if you drape over it from the skin of a pure animal, of a kosher animal, it's not kosher. Because hazmana milsa like a baye, and you need tefillin that are mu'ubad b'hazmana l'shem tefillin. So that's the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. So you see there's a machlokes rabbanim Rav Shimon Gamliel about the or of the batim, if they have to be mu'ubad l'shman, if they have to be prepared l'shem tefillin. Chamim hold not necessary, and Shimon Gamliel holds necessary li kuva. Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Tesvov, writes, Ha'or shemachapim bo atfillin, v'shosin mena ritzuos ha'or shel behem ha'ochaya of shatar ma'filin ve'el strefa shelam, v'im asa me'or atmeim, v'shchipab tefillin v'zav psulos. The leather used to cover tefillin, or from which the straps are made, should come from a kosher species of animal, beast, or fowl. Even when these animals died without being ritually slaughtered or retrefa, their hides are nevertheless acceptable. If, however, the leather from a non-kosher species was used, or if they were covered with gold, they are not acceptable. Ad kan midivrei Rambam. Continues the Rambam, v'or avavod v'or haritzu atzarech ibud l'shma v'avor shemachav mo'enu atzarech ibud klal filu asa matza ka'asa o matza kosher v'makom es harbin o glasa sosan v'or matza. The leather used for the straps must be processed with the intent that it be used for a mitzvah. That requires ibud lishma, but in contrast, the leather used to cover the tefillin doesn't need to be processed at all. It is acceptable even if it's made from matzah. What's this matzah? Gemara in Shabbos 79a describes this as leather which was not processed with flour and salt, and therefore likened to matzah, which is simple without any flavoring. And indeed, this is the practice, the Rambam says, in many communities. So you see that the leather has to be mu'ubad l'shma, and the batim, that leather doesn't even have to be mu'ubat at all. Chora, it's mashma that the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, that it's not necessary to do ibud l'shma, and therefore he paskins that, or the hide with which you cover the tefillin doesn't require ibud. But then we have to ask ourselves, why does the Rambam paskin that the Or v'Tzuas do require ibud l'shma? That's the Lokei Chachamim. Because Maishna Ritzuas Meor HaBatim, why should Ritzuas require and the leather of the Batim not require? So Marenu, Reb Chaim HaLevi in his Sefer, was already Marech in this Nekuda. And I'm going to try to present the Teretz of Hagon, Rabbi Moshe Scheinberger Shlita, the Choshev Talmud Chacham from Beitar. The Rambam in Halachat HaZayin writes, Ein osin tefillin el Yisrael shasiyosin kichsivosan bnei shashin shosin b'or kumo shamarnu bnei shashin shosin b'or kumo shamarnu fichim chiban akusi otav from psulas v'odin l'chol psul l'chol apasul l'kosvan shelo yase osan. The Rambam says that in the next halacha that tefillin may only be made by a Jew, since making them is equivalent to writing the parashias, because of the shin embossed in the leather compartment mentioned above. Therefore, if they were made by a Gentile or sewn clothes by him, they are unacceptable. Similarly, may not be made by any others whose writing of the passages is not acceptable. Ad kan divrei Rambam. So we have to understand the Rambam. He writes, Sha'asiyas and kichsivas, and what's the makor of this din? That the asiya of the tefillin is like the ksiva of the tefillin. Therefore, if the guy covered them or sewed them together, they're puzzle, and anybody who's puzzle to write them, is puzzle to prepare the tefillin. Uadin, the kol apostle the kosvan shlo yase osan. The same applies. Anybody who's puzzled to write the tefillin also is not allowed to prepare the tefillin. Now that I make the batim, now that I sew them together. So what's going on over here? Where's this din of asiyas and kichsivas? And so far we have to understand the Rambam, why he paskins that the Ritzuas have to be Mu'ubad L'shma, but the Batim no. And why the Asiyas HaTfilin has to be by somebody who's kosher to write the Tfilin. Where does he get that from? So there's a Yisod that is discussed elsewhere in the Sefer Aliyos Moshe. And that Yisod is that there are two Gedarim, two Dinim in these Inyanim. That anything that requires a creation say it in his lashon, the kol mili umidi the boy ashvui echepta the kedusha vatalas chalos kodesh al echepta bezel dinamar gather v'din the boy lasos elachavin l'shma kedei las zachefetz kodesh l'mashehu.
Well, the akum mifsal b'chay gavne einanu tzrichim lavo aleha mitzad din b'tarash l'shma she'enenu ba ela inyinu pashet u'mufka mimaisim mitzvah the akum lo nitztavu ala mitzvahs. So the two gedarim are as follows. One is creating a cheftz of kedusha, and there's a din that you have to be mechaving lishma in order to make the chayfetz holy. And there you have a din that an akum is not allowed to do that, because an akum is mufka mitaras lishma. An akum is doing it for himself. He's not doing it, he's doing it al das atzma, for his own intentions, for his own purposes, but not l'shem mitzvah. Not in order to infuse this with kedusha. Chaim says b'chlal an akum is mufka from making a chalos lishma. So that's one gather. One gather is in the lishma, in creating a cheftz of kedusha. A goy is mufka because he's doing it al das atzma. Therefore, he's precluded from this. Another gather is that anything that's a maisa asiyas hamitzvah, you don't require lishma. We're talking about a maisa mitzvah. So there, the gather is mitzvah shichas kavana, but it's not megidrei lishma. And that a goy is pasul, we don't have to come mitzad din v'taras lishma. It's pashut. He's mufka from the maisa mitzvah, because an akum wasn't or aren't commanded. So when you need a maisa mitzvah, the guy is mufka because he doesn't have kavana. Why? Because he wasn't commanded. Therefore, he's mufka from his asiya. He's mufka from doing it because he wasn't commanded. A guy is mufka from the maisa mitzvah because akum lo nitzav well in mitzvahs. And as far as infusing it with the Shema, he also is puzzled because he doesn't have that kavana. He's also das atzmo. And with this, we can understand the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, Halachos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, that the Chutei Tzitzis have to be woven, they have to be spun lishma. But Linyan Tzliya, the Rambam paskins, that a Yisrael who is toilet shalom kavana, without kavana, it's kosher. Based on what we said, we understand very well, because the spinning of the tzitzis by the Rambam is a mice of creating a cheft of tzitzis, l'shem kedusha tzitzis, and it's pashut that we require l'shma, as is mefurish in the Rambam and Halacha Yud Aleph. Mashenkin, tying the tzitzis to the baguette. If you look at the beginning of the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, he writes mitzvah esei achas v'hilasis tzitzis al kanfei aksus. There's one mitzvah to make tzitzis on the corner of the garment. So you see lahedje that the Rambam learns that the gather of the mitzvah al pipashtis apsukim is hatolas hatzitzis l'toich aksus, is the placing of the tzitzis in the garment. So you don't need here a din lishma. And the goyim are mufka from this. Why are goyim mufka? Not because they're not having kavana lishma, but because goyim are puzzled for mitzvahs. What's the maisa mitzvah of tzitzis? We discussed this recently in a shir, an amazing shir in this Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, we saw from the Bat Kodesh of Agon Rebbe Povarsky Shlitas, the same type of Yisod, that by Tlias HaTzitzis, it's a Maisa Mitzvah. And here we're saying that the Goy is Mufka from the Maisa Mitzvah, because the Goy is in Mitzvah Ala Tzitzis. It's not Mitzvah in Mitzvah B'chlal. And therefore the Rambam says that Tzitzis She'akok Asa Kusi Pasol. The Arbel B'nai Yisrael V'Salem Tzitzis, the Jewish people were commanded, and not Akum. Avali Masos Yisrael B'lo Kavanik Sheira. So if a Jew did it, it's kosher, meaning there's no din l'shma. There's no din l'shma because it's a Maisa Mitzvah. So in order to infuse the Tzitzis with Kedusha, you need to spin the Tzitzis l'shma. That requires l'shma. But the Tliyas HaTzitzis, that's just a Maisa Mitzvah that doesn't require l'shma. And therefore, goyim are mufka because goyim aren't mitzvah b'mitzvahs. And with this, we can also explain the Rambam with regard to writing stam. In the first parak of Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam says, HaKosev Sefer Torah Tefillin or Mezuzah ubishas Ksiv Elo Haisa Loi Kavana b'Kosev Azkarim and Azkaris Shebehem Shelo Lishman Psulin. Somebody writes a Sefer Torah, Tefillin or Mezuzah, and when he's writing them, he doesn't have Kavana, and he writes an Azkara Shelo Lishman, it's Pasul. He writes Shem Hashem Shalol Shmatz Pasul, so it's Mashma Lashono Behedya. That the whole psul is only because the Askaros are in Shalol Shma. But Mitzad Guf Ksivas Astam, Mitzad, the writing of the Sefer Torah, there's no special din Lashma. And that's how the Or Sameach Al Atar learns. So some Much from the Rambam later, Perak Yud Milch Sefer Torah, when he writes what Pasul is the Sefer Torah, he says Shekosav Askaros Beloi Kavona, and he doesn't mention the din of Ksiva Sefer Torah Atzma Lishma, just the Azkaris. Even though he says that the or has to be Me'ubad Lishma, Leikuva. The hide has to be prepared Lishma, but not the writing. And that's the Rambam Lishitaso, because the Rambam holds that if it's a Maisa Mitzvah, it's not Nidon. Dine Lishma. There's a Maisa Mitzvah writing a Sefer Torah. There's no Din Lishma here. Mitzvah Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. You need Kavana, but not Lishma. Lishma is to infuse it with Kedusha. It's on the Cheftza. You just need, when you write a Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, to have Kavana. You're doing a Mitzvah. So since writing a Sefer Torah is a Mitzvah, Vatu Kisvu Lechem is a Shira Azos, you don't require Lishma. That's the Rambam passing, so that Ksiva Sefer Torah doesn't require Lishma. Just the preparation of the hide, there you're creating a Cheftz of Kedusha. There, there's a Din Lishma. So to him writing Mezuzahs and Tefillin, the same thing. The Ksiva is like the mice of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Chsavtim ha-Mezuzahs be'secho v'sharecho. And with this, we can explain the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Tefillin Halacha Tes Zayin. Ein osin tefillin el Yisrael she'asiyasin kichsivosan mipnei Hashin she'osin b'or kamo she'amarnu. The only person who's allowed to make the tefillin is a Jew, because the asiyah is like the ksiva because of the shin that you make in the hide, like we said. So we asked, what's the sinyan of asiyasin kichsivosan? Based on what we said, it would appear that the Rambam is being mechadish, that since there's a din of asiyas shin shebetfilin, this shin is kichsivas hatfilin, and since it's like writing the tefillin, there's no more din lishma. There's no more din lishma because it's writing. And if the Rambam didn't require asiyas habatim lishma, that's a maisa mitzvah. And the goy is not allowed to write the tefillin. And the making of the tefillin is like the writing of the tefillin because of the shin. And therefore there's no din lishma, because it's a Maisa Mitzvah, and a Maisa Mitzvah there's no Lishma. And if Asiyas Habatim doesn't have to be Lishma, because that's also a Maisa Mitzvah. And now we understand the Rambam when he says, L'fikach im chipan akusi. If the guy was mechapev, he covered the tefillin with the hide, or he sewed it, it's pasul. And the same applies lechol apasul lekosvan. The same applies anybody who's not allowed to write it is not allowed to make the tefillin. Because since it's a maisa mitzvah, it's not shaykh to come midin afkos akom mitaras lishma. And the psulas, they're just not bataras asiyas mitzvah, like being told it sits according to the Rambam. So we have mamash mechudesh tikka mahalach in the Rambam over here. It's gevaldik, everything fits in like a puzzle. And now we understand why the Rambam was mechalek between the orat suas that require ibud lishma and the asiyas habatim which don't require ibud lishma. We see in halacha tesvav, because ritzuas, the asiyah is not a ma'isa mitzvah, you're just making a cheftz of kedushas ritzuas. There's a din of lishma. And a goy is puzzled because he's not pataras lishma. Okuchol din erev lishma. Obezen namar the boy lishma. And a goy is not able to make lishma. Since the goy is not able to make a lishma, he's puzzled for the asiyas haritzuas. Why is he puzzled? Mitzad lishma. Meshenkein asiyas habatim, that's a ma'isa mitzvah, shasiyas in kichsivasa. There is no din of ibud lishma b'chlal. There's a din asiyah yidei Yisrael. Like being told it sits, it's like writing stam. So the ritzuas require ibud l'shma because that's, you have to infuse them with kedusha, you have to make a cheftz of kedusha. And the batim, that's a ma'isa mitzvah, like being told a tzitzis and writing stam. Even though the Rambam writes that or a batim doesn't require l'shma is because they don't even require ibud at all. Filo so matzah kosher. You don't even have to prepare them at all. With even if you make them like matzah, there, you don't add flour, you don't add oil or water, you don't prepare them. So that's miyashev, that the oris don't require ibud lishma. What about the chipui habatim? Why don't the chipui habatim covering the klaf with the batim? Why doesn't that require lishma? So the answer is that the chipui is kein ksiva, shasiyasan kichsivasan. So it comes out, l'maskana, that asiyas habatim, the preparing of the batim themselves, that doesn't even require ibud. That's why there's no lishma. The chipoy habatim, when you cover them, the klaf, the parashias with the batim, that's a ma'isa mitzvah, and therefore requires a Jew mitzad ma'isa mitzvah hasiyas and kichsivasan. It's like the writing, which is a ma'isa mitzvah, and the ritzuas, the different stir ritzuas, require lishma, because you have to infuse through the ritzuas. When you prepare the ritzuas, you have to infuse them with kedusha. And I hope very much that we're able. Lachzor v'lishnois perek zeh Emir tzeh Hashem yizbarach B'li neder. Shalom, shalom, shalom.